When expats quietly muse of tales unspeakable, part one. Routine genocidal abomination. I was working overseas in a dangerous part of the world. The local town was strictly off limits at night, risky at best. I was glad to find the supplies I needed and uncomfortably aware I was the only white man in the ramshackle shop, as I had been in the filthy street outside, where curious long in-your-face stares are the norm. I was therefore surprised to turn around and behold a beautiful young Western woman, blonde and curvaceous, with a wonderful, open, charming smile. She was wisely accompanied by an unsmiling, capable-looking uniformed bodyguard. We chatted a while, and upon hearing that I was flying helicopters, I saw recognition of the harsh nature of our missions in her eyes. A momentary flash of hurt, disappointment quickly concealed. It turned out she worked for a Christian organization, bravely attempting relief work. She taught. I was invited to supper. I accepted, sadly aware of the ring on her finger. Arriving later at their compound, I was struck by the solid defences, the bodyguards, and the wariness they displayed. Although white, I was approached by them cautiously. I reflected back on the night I had heard the bone-chilling screams of a woman being gang-raped. The crazies routinely did it in drunken, frenzied packs of 20 or more. Supper was good, expats only, quietly telling the way they do the naked truth in whispers. I don't know why we whisper, but we always lower our voices. Sometimes we look around almost fearfully. You wonder why? Because the truth is so utterly dispiriting. Most of us who have actually worked there, who have seen the world, seen man in all his squabbling, raping, squandering, polluting, destructive, routine, genocidal abomination, quietly despair. We have a heart. We are sad for those people, for the god-awful conditions they live in. We have seen things. Burnt and tortured bodies, hideously staring faces, frozen in death, their eyes yet communicating soul-chilling terror. Years later, we still have the dreams. But you know something? We are also sad for you, because you are wildly misled by your media, misled by your shallow, self-serving, jackass politicians, misled by your own intrinsic goodness, your naivety. Your good intentions and sense of charity, fair play, will haunt your descendants for generations or worse, forever. It makes us despair that we cannot find the proper words to communicate to you that you must, jealously, fiercely, without respite, guard your country, your ancestral homelands, your culture and your people against the invaders and those who ceaselessly conspire for open borders, diversity and the laughable, fictitious, non-existent, poppycock, multicultural nirvana. Beware the two demon snakes, their broad smiles, their soft, sibilant, seemingly persuasive logic. For they will destroy the beauty of your people as sure as they have methodically destroyed so many others before.